Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Get yours now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, and Julie Smith is from the Netball Development Trust. She was awarded Pioneer of the Year at the recent One Awards, so let's find out more about the work she does.
We all play netball and we very much feel the power that netball has. You know, most of all, it's fun, it's enjoyable. And a lot of the kids that we work with don't have that in their lives. You know, they work incredibly hard. They're at school, they do chores at home, they look after parents and siblings. So essentially, you know, we just want them to enjoy themselves and play and have fun. Equally, we know there's huge learning and power from playing a team sport. You know, the camaraderie, the friendship, the belonging, discipline, teamwork. We all get that playing here. And again, the life skills that we can give to these kids in these more deprived countries, the opportunity is huge. We're currently working in Uganda, Kenya, Ghana, Zimbabwe, and we've done a little bit of work in India and Pakistan as well. So who knows where the future will take us.
It's amazing to hear that you work in those countries around the world as well. Obviously, you just mentioned Uganda and Kenya there. Some of the others that you continue to work with and have done some work in the past?
Uganda and Kenya, we started with. We actually followed our charity brother, the Tag Rugby Trust. We learned an awful lot from them, and they had some projects in Uganda. So we went out to join them, to learn a lot from them. And then an incredible young man from Kenya came over to join us 1 year, and he just took back such exuberance and passion. And he's now our sort of country manager, Joey. Big shout out to Joey. He's taken the project, the programs to new places across Kenya. So yeah, you know, we learn so much from our in-country volunteers, as well as, you know, they learn from us about netball, about being role models, about sexual health, and whatever we can teach them, I think we learn twice as much back.
And that'll be important to you as well, obviously, overlapping the game, obviously, maybe with a health issue as well.
Yeah, 100%. The strengths of playing a team sport, you know, we all understand those. When we first went to Kenya, we met some girls who trained with us during the week, and then in the Friday festival they weren't joining in, and Monica, my partner, and I sat down with them to understand why, and they kind of whispered, "We're on our periods," and us as very naive Brits said, "So what?" We then started, you know, a huge learning journey about period poverty, and these girls don't really understand periods, they don't have the hygiene products. So then from then we went on a learning journey with our Kenyan colleagues and friends to learn about the challenges that are facing these young people and the older coaches, you know, our volunteer team, around menstruation, around teenage pregnancy, just not understanding their bodies. A lot of these subjects are very difficult to talk about. They are here, but they're not really taught over there, and they're quite taboo within the cultures. So this is where we very much use netball as the kind of the fun tool. And then our local teams will then design an appropriate level of health messaging, working with either health teams, nurses out there, or working with the elders to make sure that we are culturally sensitive, but equally getting across the facts, you know, that can be discussed within the cultures out there.
Which is why we've seen things like Netball Her and that whole section, and just things like that really advance things. What else are you finding from visiting these countries? Maybe something that you've been able to pick up on?
A very honest view, and one is that we're not always right over here. One of my favourite, and probably least favourite for my ego, experiences is when Joey, our Kenyan lead, argued with me one day, and he was right. And it was the first time I, you know, truly learned that we in the West think that we know everything, and we absolutely don't. And I think that was a really powerful day when Joey just explained things that, you know, culturally or politically over there, they couldn't do things in a way that we'd assumed that they could. And he had a better way. And I was like, hang on a minute, I know what I'm talking about. I didn't at all. He was absolutely right. And that was a massive turning point for me. I think a lot of us look on African countries particularly, you know, poor them, you know, they haven't got things. But you know what? They've got a hell of a lot more than we've got. Don't have the material stuff, but they've got passion, they've got love, they've got time. a massive learning for me as well is time management. I am someone, I'm never late. I'm never even on time. I'm early for everything. And a lot of African cultures aren't quite so strict on time management. And a beautiful lesson that I was, again, taught by a local, I think it was a Ugandan, was if you say we've got a 9 o'clock meeting, that means I will leave home at nine and I will get to you when I get to you. If I bump into three friends on the road, I will stop and talk to them because that human relationship is way more important than the meeting that we're going to have. And I just love that. Yes, it's a very different way for us to think, but actually, to build that relationship, to give time to that other person is way more important than, the 9:30 meeting that I scheduled in. So that human
relationship. I'm sure I was on time for our meeting today, so that's all right.
You're bang on.
You let me off. Netball Development Trust is very much a volunteer organisation, isn't it?
100%, yeah. From the UK point of view, there's Monica and myself who kind of run the charity day in, day out voluntarily. We both got full-time jobs, both play netball. And in country, we've got volunteers across all our countries from, the coaches through to the national management team, and they all give their time voluntarily. We've got three other trustees in the UK. We've got a comms person. There's always room for more. We do rely on volunteers. We know the power of volunteers, both overseas and here. But yeah, 100% volunteer run for now.
Talking of volunteers, you recently got a one award, and I've done pretty well in leaving it till about 10 minutes into the chat before I mentioned it. So talk me through that night. Talk me through the nomination process when you found out you'd be nominated, and then obviously the big win on the night.
I'm in Yorkshire, in Leeds, and there are so many incredible people in Yorkshire doing netball. From, again, everything, coaching, umpiring, running clubs. There's an amazing group of people, and we're all friends for life up here. To even be nominated, I was nominated in a couple of categories, which again was mind-blowing. So to win the Pioneer for Yorkshire, again, was just incredibly humbling. So then I took Monica, my partner in crime, down to the National Awards, genuinely not expecting anything, not expecting to win. I knew quite a few people going, which again is that power of netball family. I was genuinely just thinking of a lovely night with some incredible human beings, catching up with friends from 20, 30 years ago. So to win it was just incredible. I cried, not going to lie. It was a lovely evening, just full of love and joy and celebrating the power of volunteers, up and down the country. Everybody in that room does incredible things for other people. And that was really humbling just to be there among them all.
Netball Development Trust then, you mentioned there might be a couple of potential opportunities within it. Obviously, all volunteers, but definitely something worth getting involved with. Run us through couple of positions that might be available.
Yeah, a couple of thoughts. Any clubs listening, we would love people to organise a fundraising event for us, for example, a club night, a sponsored event. So fundraising is clearly a big thing for us. We're, a small volunteer run charity. We need pennies. If you work for a company who maybe has corporate social responsibility or potential sponsorship opportunities, maybe introduce us to your CSR director, whatever the role is. We'd love to have conversations with potential sponsors. All of us have got amazing skills, netball family are clever folk. Maybe you work for health and you're looking for a trusteeship. Maybe you're a fundraising officer. You've got skills in fundraising, or you've just got time and want to have a go at something for us, get in touch. And our tour opportunity, so that's when we take groups of volunteers from the UK or anywhere, to be honest, to go and visit our project sites, to learn from them and to upskill them in whatever, they need at that time. So there'll be some tours on offer for 2024 and 25, and we should be working them out in the next couple of weeks, months. So watch our socials for that. If anyone's got anything to offer us, give us, a call, ping us a message and let's have a chat.
Even if it's a couple of hours here and there that you can offer, it'd still be valued.
Definitely. Our to-do list has 76 actions on it right now, and it's growing by the day. So a few of those are quite small things. So even if you just want to learn a bit more about us, do a little thing, as a one-off, brilliant, versus joining us as a trustee. There's opportunities left, right and centre. So any skill you've got, any time you've got, if you'd like to work with us, please just ping us a message.
Best place to get in touch, Julie?
To be honest, our amazing communications volunteer can get to any of them. We're on all the socials. We're netballtrust.co.uk for our website, or we are /netballtrust on most of the others, or /netballdevelopmenttrust. So hunt us down, ping us a message, and we'll come back to you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q, and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.